Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weedsy drunk?
That is fantastic.
Oh,
Dan Wieder.
Weedsy.
Oh. Dan Wieder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wieder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
How do you handle your Saturday morning, your early afternoon? You've got so much lead up until kickoff. How do you pace yourself? How do you release your energy?
Personally?
Yeah.
I get a good workout in. And, you try to get a little sleep, a little rest. Like I said, a workout for the coaching staff normally is a good thing to get the blood flowing a little bit. And maybe watch a movie or something like that.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
Cole, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
What is your music?
I'm not a huge, like, if you start playing certain specific artists, I'm no fan of. All due respect, but I'm not a huge Weekend fan, so.
Okay.
We'll get our Weekend playlist ready for him when we go back in there Thursday and Friday.
No, the Weekend. No to the Weekend.
Dan Wieder.
Man, you guys are good on Fridays, aren't you? You phrase the questions a little bit different.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It is great to be able to talk with Dan Wieder. He joins us now courtesy of Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. He joins us on the Circa Las Vegas hotline. Circa is the reason that we are here at Elk Grove Village at Real Time Sports, and we have had a blast here. We got another 30 minutes to kill it, and we are talking with Weedsy. Okay, Weedsy, let's get after it. You are Mr. Take the North. When you look at the way that the Bears have tried to process this week, what are the things that you've heard from them that leads you to believe that they're ready for what the challenge is tomorrow?
Well, I'll start here because I think that they have learned some lessons through the big games that they've played over the last 6 weeks or so. And it's been very valuable to them, I think, to have this sequence of big games really starting in Black Friday in Philly all the way up through the finale to understand how to kind of approach the energy of the games. And I think we all agree that the last time they played the Packers on a Saturday night at Soldier Field, they were maybe a little bit too amped up at the outset of that game, and the ability to kind of control those emotions, to use them positively, but also then really dial in on the details, leads me to believe that they have an understanding of what this is tomorrow night. And now you're going into a game that I think a lot of us see as a bit of a coin flip game, and it's going to be the team that makes the most big plays at the most opportune moments that survives past Saturday night.
Yeah, it's good stuff. They've played, I think, 6 games against playoff teams all after week 12, if I have that right. So it's a backloaded schedule in that way. And it makes sense in terms of the energy calibration and the way that you just described it. Also, just in terms of the quality of opponent and the intensity of a good team, doesn't it?
No question. And look, the last 4 games against the Packers this year and last year have all come down to the final play, essentially. And we know that that's probably going to be the similar dynamic that applies to Saturday night. And so now you just got to be ready, and you got to have your playmakers step up and make plays. Those can be the top stars on your roster, or they can be, as we've seen all season with these Bears, some guys that are just, lower profile guys that step up and meet their moments when they're there. And so this is it, right? Like this is the fun part. This is why everybody does this at this time of year. And we'll see what the Bears do to respond tomorrow night.
Do you expect that Kyler Gordon is going to play? And if so, how do you expect that he will be dispatched?
I 200% expect him to play. I don't know how they are going to deploy him and kind of how they're going to formulate plans, Lawrence, and then contingency plans, understanding that he hasn't played or practiced a lot of football here over the last several months. And so you're just going to have to be aware of that and set yourself up for success in that regard. You guys have heard me all year talk about my respect for this coaching staff and their ability to kind of understand who they are and who they aren't. That's part of the equation tomorrow night with this very specific part of that plot line.
Well, let's kick it around a little bit. What if, like Dave Wansett suggested to us yesterday, it's Kyler on third downs when you need him at the start? And then if he feels good, I could see him waving off Nick McLeod to come in and replace him if they want to stay in the nickel. Or, you know, that kind of thing. Is that conceivable as one approach?
Sure. Yeah. And it's going to be fluid, you know, as you mentioned there, and that applies to Kyler, it applies to Rome. And you just have to be kind of aware series by series of what you need and what you're getting out of those guys and how they look. And so you just got to be flexible and adaptable on the fly to those types of things and understanding, you know, the ways that you won a game last month and the ways you lost a game last month. You lost a game because you gave up too many explosives and a few that really killed you. And you won a game because you were really good inside the red zone defensively. And so, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together and find a way to go take your best swing tomorrow night.
Who does Tyrique Stevenson take snaps from if he plays?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see kind of how they decide to juggle that around. Not sure. I can't give you a direct answer there. I will say that it was refreshing, I guess, in a way to talk to Tyrique yesterday in the locker room to see him kind of being very mature and professional in his handling of whatever last week was and keeping himself ready for when he is needed. I give that kid a lot of credit with what he went through in 2024 for being able to kind of take that jump in maturity in 2025. And again, the way this season has gone, you never know who's going to be the guy that's in a big moment with a chance to make a big play. And that could be Tyrique tomorrow night.
What are the things? It's funny because here at Real Time Sports, you know, NFL Network is up and they played mm-hmm. the first Bears-Packers game when we walked in, and now we're in the middle of the second Bears-Packers game. What are the things offensively from that second game that the Bears better make sure that they have corrected walking into tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I would ask them to fast-forward that game you're watching now. You know, fast-forward it another 45 minutes. Get to that end as quick as possible because it wasn't all that pretty. I know Spiegs was there, and he felt the energy dive, you know, after that very electric start, and then the Bears offense couldn't get anything going for three plus quarters. Their first visit to the end zone is in the final minute of regulation. And so look, step one, get yourself off to a faster start. You have to feel an urgency about doing so. And they did obviously in that second game. And then they had the snap through the legs that didn't quite work the way they envisioned it working. And so capitalize on opportunities, get off to a fast start, because I think we're all in agreement that it's going to be electric there. The two previous experiences of Bears-Packers where it's been like heightened electricity in that building have been followed by a Bears offense that does nothing for most of the football game. And so if you can keep that energy in the building by getting off to a quick start offensively, that's going to be there for you as an advantage. And I think another part of that, Lawrence, is just really leaning into a running game that's been pretty reliable all year against the Packers defense that's shown in recent weeks that it's a little vulnerable in that regard.
Forgive me, Dan. We've got a lot going on here. Did they make the roster moves they needed to make as of today to get Rome?
To bring everyone off of IR?
Yeah. Can you give us an update on that if you know?
They can do that tomorrow. So we would expect the, you know, the Kyler bump to come sometime tomorrow and get that news officially.
And in terms of Rome, like who's that going to mean? Like I heard somebody mention Jahdae Walker. Like you're not taking Jahdae Walker off this active roster before tomorrow night, are you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to piece that puzzle together, and you're going to have to figure out who you need available to you on special teams. You're going to have to figure out, you know, what areas of depth are most important to you. And so there are some roster puzzle pieces that need to be assembled in the morning, and we'll get a little bit better idea of that as we lead up to kickoff. But that certainly would be a possibility because you do need to shore up all three phases in a lot of different ways tomorrow night.
Wow. How did they get away with a season where if it were a regular bear season that you were covering, one of the biggest stories that we would be talking about is the fact that three different people have played left tackle. Mm-hmm. How have they gotten away with this all season long where, and now it could end up being, you know, Braxton could end up back in the mix on this thing. How have they done this?
because the three guys in the interior started every game and played like 98% of the snaps together, right? And that stability in the middle that we're not used to. I think last year, I think I counted it up. I'd have to redo the math. I think they had 10 guys start for them in the interior of the offensive line last year, and this year it's three, right? And so you've from, you know, left guard all the way over to right tackle, you've had continuity, you've had chemistry, you've had all the things that we talk about, the cohesion that comes with playing together, and that's been a big part of this. And then they've obviously kept working and working and working, and we've talked a little bit about Theo and Ozzie being really developmental success stories with this coaching staff sticking with them and helping them to be at a minimum functional as they kind of work their way up to being successful in that position. And so, you know, credit to everybody on that coaching staff and the players themselves for being able to do that, because that's not an easy deal, as you mentioned, to kind of have a revolving door at left tackle and still have the success that you've had.
Dan Wiederer wrote about how Ben Johnson woke up the sleeping giant this week on The Athletic, and then we'll see what's next. There's a couple great things in there. One is your description of Jonah Jackson's block as Frogger versus the semi on Mason Graham against Cleveland. I enjoyed that. But then the simple fact, and I know it's an extra game, but this team gained more yards than any of the previous 105 Chicago Bears teams. That kind of helped me think about just how remarkable an offensive season it has been. I'll ask you what we asked Matt Forte earlier in the week. What has been built? What has Ben Johnson built here that hopefully is sustainable?
Well, context asterisk to that number. Obviously, there's a 17-game schedule, and that increases the likelihood of breaking some records. But I think we all agree that we really haven't seen this offense at its peak form yet. And yet you see the spike in scoring, the spike in yardage production, their ability to get an identity and really formulate who they want to be and then put that play style on tape and use it to fuel their success. And so above everything else, I think this year was about sort of setting a vision and then putting an urgency behind it. And that's why Ben has been so successful, because he was very crystal clear with the vision he wanted set. And then he gave these guys both urgency and direction to go after it. And so I think as we go forward beyond the season, whenever it ends, you feel really good about the vision for this offense. And it starts, as we've talked about, with this running game and a coach who's so wedded to making the running game come alive, where everything else can play off of that. And so that you feel great that the roots of that are firm, right? And you can go into next season building off of that with an understanding that you did some things this year that nobody thought you were going to be able to do so quickly.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Caleb has obviously handled a lot of things, the change, the turmoil of the offseason to where he is right now. What did you think of how he's so far handled the week?
Yeah, well, the opportunity we had to talk to him was, I guess it would have been Tuesday. The weeks get all screwed up with these Saturday games. And I just sensed a comfort in him, right? Like that this isn't going to be a stage that's too big for him. Now, that said, going back to what we just talked about a couple minutes ago, you do have to do something in the first three quarters, right? Like, we all know how good you are down the stretch. We all know how good you can be when the game is on the line. but don't leave it up to that, right? Like, try to get this offense grooving early, try to find your rhythm early. And I think that there was some rhetoric coming out of the building this week again about trying to find him that first completion in a way where it's like a shooter seeing the first one go in, trying to get that first down for the offense, where now all of a sudden they feel like they get rolling and they're on the on-ramp at that point. And so I think that fast start is a big deal here. But again, like, I think you feel great if you're a coach or any of the other players on the field with Caleb, that he's not going to be frazzled by any of this on Saturday night. It's just a matter of whether his performance is victory worthy. And that's, you know, what this is. This is sort of a final exam of all the growth that they've made throughout the last 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, we liked the idea of Caleb needing to see the ball caught with one of those passes early on.
Shoot or shoot.
We all have our own comps for that. I forgot to mention in that context, Alex Kuhn usually holds the whiteboard on his own before he brings it in and holds it for Dave Wanstead. He likes to see the board held.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's very important.
It's very important just to know that that's going to get held very well. Dan, what does the weather mean? What is the possible gazpacho of the field and the wind in the air? What does that actually mean?
What's the latest you guys have on that? Because what I was seeing earlier today is that the more significant weather was going to be during the day, and that by the time we get to the night, it was just going to be a little bit cool and breezy. But is there any more in terms of the extra precipitation that might be there tomorrow night?
Yeah, we got 90% chance of precipitation during the course of the day.
And you add that to the pile of rain that we had yesterday and the condensation that we had yesterday. And then the temperature dropping, like, that's why I said gazpacho.
Yeah, but I think we're also, you know, adding in decades of experience of seeing the Soldier Field turf be a problem.
Bad. Yes.
But maybe that's been fixed more than we realize over the past couple of years.
I mean, it really has. It hasn't been an issue in the last several seasons, which is great. You know, my hope is that if there is weather, it's more for like the visual, right? You get some snow flurries on your TV broadcast and through the press box windows that make you say, yeah, this is January football between two charter franchises. You know, like, let's just set a scene here for the rest of the world that's watching this. And so that would be fun. If the elements start to impact the play, well, now you've got to start to look at two things that we probably haven't spent enough time talking about this week that are worth talking about. It's kickers and fourth downs, right? Like, and those two things are going to come in to this football game, and nobody knows that better than Chicago. And so that's going to be a fascinating little subplot with not only both these coaches deciding when to go for it and when not to, but then the readiness of the kickers to be able to make big kicks when the big kicks are there.
It's a weird thing to like think about, but this Bears team actually is built in a way that the weather shouldn't bother them,
right?
Depending on how the game is called.
Yeah, no. Well, you've got a big-armed quarterback that can handle some wind. You've got a running game that you can lean on indoors, outdoors, summer, winter, whenever you want it. And yeah, you've got an opportunity tomorrow night to go, you know, put your strengths out there. And that's what I mean. Like, this is not a game where one team is supposed to win, right? It's like, who's got their best for 3 hours tomorrow night? That's what it comes down to. And that's the fun part of all of this, because you feel like you've got a fair chance. You've got your home field, you got your home crowd behind you. Now it's just like, you know, apply everything that you've done all season to this 3 hour test and then let the results be what they are and deal with them from there. I think you guys are with me that it will be very unfortunate if they lose this game tomorrow, and what it will do at least temporarily to the mood in the city for what the season actually represents. But you know, that's life and that's sports, and that's why we're paid to follow it as closely as we are.
I have one, I think, reasonable fear and one unreasonable fear
I'll judge that. Go ahead.
The reasonable fear is Josh Jacobs getting a week of rest.
That's reasonable.
And he is
good player.
He is the heart of their offense. And I say that even with Jordan Love being their quarterback. He is the heart of their offense, and he's played a big role in cutting the heart out of the Bears.
Yep.
The unreasonable fear I have is Matthew Golden. They have not used him as much as they should have. He is, I think, really talented in a group of really talented wide receivers. Do you agree that one fear is reasonable and the other one is unreasonable? both reasonable, both unreasonable.
Options.
I will flip your reasonable fear around on you and say that I think the fear in Green Bay is that Josh Jacobs needs a lot more than 1 week of rest. That knee has been a problem for him, that he hasn't looked like himself for a very long time, and I'm not sure that 1 week off will suddenly give him the, you know, magic pill that will make him look like his old self again. And so you go after that and you see what it looks like early on, and you hope that you're not getting the full strength Josh Jacobs. As far as Golden goes, obviously Dontavian Wicks has been declared out for tomorrow. It opens up more opportunity for another receiver. If I'm Dennis Allen, and knowing what I know, I really, really try to keep that top on the defense every way possible. You know, get whatever kind of shell looks you can give, or any kind of top on the defense looks you can provide to make Green Bay go the long way down the field. Every single time they have the football, the better off you're going to be. I think we learned that in the first game in Lambeau Field, that those explosives will kill you if you're not careful. And so anything you can do to neutralize those explosives and then lean into a red zone defense that helped you against Green Bay in the win and against Detroit this last Sunday, lean into that as much as you can.
Weedsy, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for being on the show. I look forward to all of the coverage that you're going to provide in The Athletic, and tomorrow's just going to be a blast, man. I'm looking forward to
it. It's going to be so much fun.
And I
told you guys over text, you guys have done great all week. It's been fun to listen to. There's been a lot of great guests, a lot of good discussion. All of it's been fantastic. And I think we've all waited a long time for this. And so the fun of tomorrow should not be taken for granted.
Agreed. Let's lean into it. And why not the Bears? Thanks, Dan.
All right, fellas.
That is Dan Wiederer. He is terrific. I love talking with him.
Jaden Reed is the guy I have a fear about. That dude is fast as hell.
Their wide receiver core is really good.
I know. But, like, Reed is fast and really good on jet sweeps and stuff like that. And I picture him getting one of those Jameson Williams-esque shallow crossers and running past whoever's chasing.
I would like for, if Josh Jacobs gets to the outside this time, I would like for guys to tackle him.
It's a good plan.
I mean, not just kind of, don't just throw your arm.
You write that down. Tanny, did you write that down? I know it's late on a Friday.
He's
I
not written anything down.
Okay.
That's like, I was thinking about that this week, like all the missed tackles that we've seen over the years, especially this year against them. Like, if I were Dennis Allen, that's what I'd say in my meeting room. I was like, you don't want to be in Cancun or Cabo with your wife or girlfriend saying, man, had only I wrapped up my tackle a little bit better, a little more efficiently, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, having to turn away from SportsCenter as it shows you missing a tackle for the 18th time.
Uh-huh. And them advancing while you're enjoying.
Kids nagging at you on vacation.
Why don't you make the tackle, Dad?
You know what? Being gone an extra month sounds pretty good.
Edith's down in Cabo is a great place to grab a meal. I'll tell you that much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.